First of all, Brian, tell me your name and where you're from, what you do.
Yeah, my name's Brian Beeston. I'm from New Zealand. We milk 3,500 cows on 4 farms. I'm the chairman of Large Herds New Zealand Association. I'm a Friesian Council member on the New Zealand Holstein Friesian Council. And I'm just involved in all the dairy industry activities.
Now, it says here on the program, Dairy Business Center. What is that?
That's a company a group of us farmers set up, a little bit like Four Oaks. It's a collective that we set up, but we use about 30% grain in our dairy business. And when we're individually buying, we're creating stupid prices. So we got together, formed our own company that supplies us with all our grain. And so now there's only one person in the market rather than 14 or 15 people looking for grain.
Gotcha. Well, the subject of your panel was to look at dairy systems and, from a global perspective. How would you characterize that, just from your viewpoint?
Well, it's just what systems work in what countries and how they work and how they've evolved. I mean, New Zealand now, we've gone in my 30 years in New Zealand from 3 million cows to 5 million cows. But what we've got in New Zealand is a younger age farmer because we have a transition. We have an opportunity for people from a young age to get in. I went to New Zealand with no money from England as a young farmer and built my business up by the stepping stones that's created in the New Zealand dairy industry, which is so different to the American or South African or wherever else in the world.
There were, I know questions being posed. Yeah. What kind of questions did you hear and were directed to you?
Well, the questions was, is how does it work and what are we doing? And what we're trying to do is that the person in New Zealand milks the cows is normally me, the farmer. And so my wife and I have been the main backbone. But as you get older, you can't do it. And you need younger people coming in. But when younger people come in, unless they've got some ownership in the game, they don't play it as well. And so in New Zealand, we've a thing called a shared milking system. So all we've done is we've got our business, look at all its costs, and we've taken out those variable costs that a daily operator can handle, which is labor, fuel, oils, power, detergents, everything running the cow shed, where he connects the other control on usage, abusage, and wastage. And so we give those costs to the person as a percentage of the dairy check. And so when the money goes up, the guy gets really good money. When it goes down, he has to be a bit tighter. But it teaches them those skills, because most managers just manage. When you've got ownership of it, then you're responsible. You don't buy too much. You don't waste too much. And you actually build up a rapport with retailers and that. So the next step is to sell them into what we call 50-50 share farming, where they own the cows and the plant. And they do that for a few years. And normally in New Zealand, it took us 7 to 8 years of share milking, and you'd make enough money and breed up enough surplus cows to buy yourself a 150-cow farm. Mm. And that's what they did. And then after a few more years, they trade up. But because we started this stepping stone, people don't stop. And like me, I started off, the goal was to buy a farm. We bought a 100-acre farm, milked 120 cows. And after 5 years, I found a tanker driver was making more money than I was making. I was asset-rich and cash-poor. So we sold the business and went back share farming. But this time we share farmed 600 cows. And then we got to 2,500 cows. And then we sold up 1,400 of those and built our own 1,000-cow dairy farm. Hmm. And then from that one, we've just taken the opportunity and kept growing. Because we got in this momentum, like a bull. And I just haven't been able to stop it. My wife says, stop. But it is fun. It is a game. And when I started, I had no family in New Zealand. So my people I share milk for, they went guarantor for me. Okay? And what I've done now is, in 3 of our operations, I've gone guarantee for those people up to $1 million so they can buy into the business. It's giving people with the skills the opportunity to get in at the grassroots level.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and I heard you at lunch talking very optimistically, and you said that people in New Zealand are very optimistic. How would you characterize that in light of what the global market is like?
Yeah, but the global market all crashed under one point. And I mean, if you look back, why we ever had subprime loans, why we had all this shit, at the end of the day, there's 6.5 billion people. They're gobbling up land around the world by thousands of hectares per year into housing. So the area to grow feed on is shrinking. And yet we have more people, more affluent people that can afford better food. And because they're now in New Zealand, when I went there 30 years ago, Europe was our destination for our food. Now it's Asia. You know, we've got basically 2.5 billion people, maybe 3 billion people from India through to China, that with a growing economy, that are looking to feed their people protein, but they haven't got the climate or the conditions to produce cheap enough feed. And we just think, well, we're in the breadbasket of global food.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a lot of opportunities exist in the business and doing some things very uniquely in New Zealand that is probably part of why this panel is so important, to get that perspective from different parts of the world.
Well, I mean, it's all about adoption of different things. I mean, I'm an English person, and the reason we've done slightly better than the normal Kiwi is I brought some of my traditional things of 365-day milking, which I'm used to, into New Zealand, because New Zealand guys are seasonal carvers. Mm-hmm. And so they calve, the average lactation for a cow in New Zealand is 255 days. So when that's average, some guys are only doing 220 and some are doing 270. Well, our cows do 305 days. So I pick up 60 days extra milk. Then we feed grain, where a lot of people don't feed grain, on the shoulders and during the season. So we've managed to lift the production by 20 to 30%. So the average milk production in New Zealand at the moment is about 4,000 litres of milk. We're doing 7,500 litres of milk. That's where I see the opportunity. The opportunity in New Zealand, we don't actually need more cows. If we improve the quality of our staff, our feeding and our management, we could actually lift our production by 20 to 30% quite easily. But it's just, we have a lot of tradition still, like in America. But some people listening here today, they could think, well, how can I put that into practice? And it might be slightly different. It might be they sell in the cows and the person owns the cows and the farmer owns the land. I mean, I just talked to a guy who's milking 1,700 cows, and he owns 80 acres. The rest he buys in. So there's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's all about looking positively and creating opportunities.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, for speaking to me here at this Global Dairy 500 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.